Ugh.
What?
Rats. Rats with wings.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. Pigeons are eating crumbs near us.
Rats with wings, huh? Eating crumbs near us. Hey, how'd these crumbs end up near us anyways?
All right, guilty as charged. My dinner kind of crumbled down in my hands as I pressed it against my wet lips.
Your dinner crumbled? Well, that explains the pigeons.
Hey, don't blame me. This is life in the city we're talking about.
Cities are great. We got culture, people galore, and buildings whose architectural complexity rivals ancient Rome. Not to mention a fire dating scene. But there's one drawback.
Pigeons and birds. They eat our food, fly around town, and infect our kids with who knows what.
We gotta get in the country, man.
Oh, so we're gonna escape the rats with wings, only to get stuck with dumb hillbillies and wild boar.
Do that. Is any place safe?
Honestly, pigeons could probably even fly to the country if they wanted to really F with us.
True. It's not even the city's fault that we have to deal with these animals. They can choose to fly where they want. It's not the city's fault. You're right. Yeah. It's their wings' fault.
Pigeons without wings would just be, well, rats. And they're bothersome enough as it is.
Easier to deal with, though. Just pretend you're on a bridge and don't look down.
I didn't. I didn't look down.
Not saying you did.
But yeah, and I hate slicing off wings. It's pointless carnage and hurts the birds.
It's animal cruelty. No matter how much we hate pigeons, wing removal is classified in one way and one way only.
Pure, unadulterated harm. Which hurts the animals or animal.
Plus, flightless birds are already a thing.
Can't deny that. Flightless birds are a thing. For some odd reason.
Penguins, for instance. We'd be safe in LA if only this city had penguins instead of pigeons.
Except, yeah, they'd probably melt.
Ugh, stupid brain.
Not stupid, Jay. You just lack knowledge. It's not the same thing. Not the same thing at all. Like, intelligence and knowledge are entirely different. I mean, okay, like, school is designed to increase your knowledge, but actually, it can't do anything to increase your intelligence. Nothing. I mean, that's what crossword puzzles and Sudoku are for.
Sudoku?
Right. Yep. Crosswords, Sudoku, and Sudoku. It's a kind of ritual suicide by disembowelment that briefly increases your intelligence quotient right before you pass out and away.
But it's the kind of thing that once you've seen it, you can't unsee, no?
Yeah. It feels like shit to watch a guy doing it.
Let's just agree on one thing. Let's both just keep living in the city, no matter the inconveniences, and let's die of old age when the time is ripe.
Alright. Yeah, heart failure, or cancer, or an event of that nature. After episode 1 million of Up Close and Personal, probably.
Most likely. For now, let's just take things one day at a time and concentrate on the episode at hand.
Welcome to Up Close and Personal, Tweeple.
If you get a kick out of the eps, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/thosetimelesscreatives.
That's right. patreon.com/thosetimelesscreatives. Can't go wrong with that.
We're doing things a bit differently with the Patreon now. No?
That's right. Yeah, as of today, we're releasing 2 episodes every week. 1 for non-patrons and 2 for Patreon subscribers.
I don't get it. So free listeners only get to hear 1 ep and you need to pay to hear the second one?
That's right. Yeah, it's behind a what they call a paywall. But it's funnier than the free ep. Well, wittier. Dry wit, mostly.
But this is the free ep, no? It's still pretty funny.
Yeah, no, true. This is really funny so far. I think we're doing a great job so far with the ep. But the premium ep is going to have more memorable lines. I mean, what we're doing now is funny, but it's not exactly something to write home about.
Will both episodes have guests?
Yes, both will have guests, but during the premium eps, the guest will be somewhat more engaged in the conversation.
All right. patreon.com/thosetimelesscreatives, peeps. It's only 5 buckaroos.
Less than a pack of smokes.
Speaking of which, I think I smell our guest's cigarettes. Should we invite him in?
Yeah, I don't see the harm in that. But, wait, who's our guest on this app again? Sam, sorry, I forgot.
It's Brendan Walsh.
Brendan Michael Walsh. Yeah, born July 27th, 1978. I believe he's an American stand-up comedian originally from Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's appeared on The Price is Right, Premium Blend, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Conan, Last Comic Standing, in sketches on the G4 Network, At Midnight, and The Bob and Tom Show.
He toured from 2005 to 2008 as the opening act for Doug Stanhope. Shortly thereafter, he was named one of the top 9 emerging comedians on AskMen.com.
That was when he decided to get involved in the podcast world, which was experiencing record growth at the time. Brendan Walsh has done WTF with Marc Maron and The Joe Rogan Experience. He also co-hosted a podcast, The Bone Zone, with Randy Liebke, and Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is? A podcast with Nick Thune on the All Things Comedy Network.
Hey, any relation to the Nick Thune we had on the show a few episodes back?
The very same. But yeah, he currently hosts what's called the World Record Podcast, wherein each week, the B-Man and the A-Train plan on talking about world records, but end up getting fucking sidetracked to an extent previously unimaginable.
Damn, Jay, smoke is getting louder. Whoa, is that Brendan over there on our chair or couch?
Hey, guys. Sorry about the smoke.
No, it's all good, Brendan. How's it going?
I've just been smoking cigarettes lately.
Yeah, obviously.
Hey, man, it's not as obvious as you might think. A lot of people think I'm smoking weed.
Right. Yeah, we're in Cali, right?
Yep, this is California, known for its pot culture. Weed is ubiquitous here. It's reached a point where you can be smoking just about anything, and people will go, must be weed. No point in looking any further into that matter.
That's foolish.
Right. Because these are cigarettes. I'm not getting high at all. Just harming my health and preventing the onset of withdrawal symptoms.
I'm sure a lot of people assume you smoke weed because you're a comedian as well. Weed has a funny way of helping comics come up with new ideas to try on stage.
That couldn't be further from the truth, my man. I mean, the comedian part is true. All too true. I'm funny. Professionally so. But I don't smoke weed. I can't stand the stuff.
I like marijuana. It's legal as hell on the state level. I just like crap like that. I like the sort of stuff you can't be prosecuted for. Marijuana is a decent drug.
Plus, there's nothing more pathetic than stoners. What does getting high actually do? Your appetite increases, you become more tolerant of TV. Smoking ganja just turns people into pigs.
Pigs in the mud.
Right. I guess marijuana is good if you want to forget or even enjoy that you're living in mud and stewing in your own fecal. You'll never be bored, discontent, angry, or even lonely. Even if you do feel those things sometimes, you'll passively tolerate them and likely forget by the next morning.
You're talking about bongs or?
Talking about pipes and joints. I'm not surprised marijuana is becoming more widely accepted and legalized. I mean, the war on drugs is obviously a wicked enterprise that harms the most vulnerable people in our society. But still, I suspect marijuana is becoming more widely accepted for the wrong reasons. What better way to keep people content with their lot in life? Go to work, get high, rinse and repeat. Drudgery, isolation, and consumption. Made somehow palatable by a veneer of incommunicable revelations that lead nowhere and are promptly forgotten by morning.
It's better than drinking alcohol, though.
I suppose it leads to fewer social ills. But part of me wonders, maybe there's a value to unrest, discontent, conflict.
Drinking's not the best thing to do on an empty stomach. But you're going to get into some crazy shit for sure if you do. You might even start a new nation like the Founding Fathers did.
In 1787, 2 days before they signed off on the Constitution, the 55 delegates to the Constitutional Convention partied at a tavern, according to the bill. According to the bill preserved for the evening, they drank, I believe it was 54 bottles of Madeira, 60 bottles of Claret, 8 of whiskey, 22 of porter, 8 of hard cider, 12 of beer, and 7 bowls of alcoholic punch.
Damn. What were they founding? A bath of vomit?
America.
A bath of vomit.
I hereby found this bath of vomit. Anyone want to get in?
Hell no!
It's warm.
Ew. But seriously, that's gross.
Wait, hold up. You prefer cold vomit?
No, I didn't say that. Not at all. I despise ice cold vomit.
All this talk of vomit is making me sick.
That's ironic, or ironic enough, at least, for the podcast.
But the talk of the possible coldness of vomit is making me think about skiing.
We'll go sometime soon. I have a cabin up in Big Bear you guys can come chill in. Once this whole pandemic thing is over and dealt with, obviously.
COVID-19, huh?
Yeah. COVID-19. Pisses us off. The one advantage...
Wait a second. You're saying COVID-19 has an advantage or advantages? What the hell?
No need to be politically correct, Matthew. Brendan can say COVID-19 has advantages if he pleases.
Yeah, but we're giving him a platform.
He's not saying it's good. He's saying it had advantages, I guess.
I'm saying it has one advantage. I mean, it really does have an advantage. Think about it. Can't be denied. Think back to when we were all working in offices. Suddenly it's lunch break. You can choose to eat pretty much anything you want, technically. But there's a catch. If you choose to eat a lunch that's too smelly, chances are everyone in the office is going to be smelling your lunch until the cows come home. So it's sort of an unspoken rule. Be aware of what you're forcing your desk mates to inhale. And adjust your meal plans accordingly.
That pretty much only leaves, plain pasta?
There's good sense to that. It doesn't leave much room for diversity.
Right. Suddenly the virus hits and offices have all been turned into walking Mazda ads. Zoom, zoom. Work is conducted over Zoom nowadays. Which means that when it's time for lunch, which you can have anytime you want within reason, you don't need to worry about office mates smelling your dish. So you can pretty much eat anything you want, and that often ends up not only being healthier, but more delicious.
That's an incredible advantage, Brendan.
Suddenly, for some reason, I'm not exactly missing my work site.
Right? I'm trying to find a silver lining, obviously. It's definitely painful not having physical intimacy with clients any longer.
Physical intimacy with clients?
I don't normally hug or kiss my clients, if that's funny.
Okay.
But even just sharing the same air, like, that's a form of intimacy, no?
If you're a total pervert, I suppose.
Well, that's part of it, I'm sure. But also, I think Brendan is trying to say that nowadays, even before COVID hit, it's just kind of all too easy to see people as abstractions, to see communication as an exchange of information bundles rather than something more, well, sensual.
Right. It's like drone warfare. I've found that it's so much easier to annihilate military personnel and civilians from behind a computer screen than it is to do so in person. And I'm sure that's true even for people who aren't shy.
You don't seem shy, Brendan.
Dude, I'm shyer than I seem.
Well, I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way, but I'm glad to hear that, Brendan. It makes me feel less alone.
Me too. I'm functional and actually rather impressive in my day-to-day life. But having some history of depression lends added depth to my personality.
No one is exactly what they seem. When most people see me, they think, that's Brendan Walsh. Hmm. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there thinking, well, not exactly. Could change my name.
Exactly, but that's probably not something that would ever occur to most people. Most people, let's face it, are smooth brains. They don't have a lot going on up here.
People aren't too bright. Let's just put it this way. They're not the sharpest tools in this shed.
Let's just not mince words at all here. People are unintelligent. Even Einstein. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe Einstein was intelligent.
You were about to say Einstein was unintelligent, weren't you?
Foot in mouth alert. Foot in mouth alert.
Matthew, you almost said that Einstein was unintelligent in front of Brendan Walsh.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
It's all good, guys. I don't take any offense. Not like I'm related to him or anything. I just like his concepts and ideas.
As a comedian, you're influenced mucho by Einstein?
Mucho. The guy was funny. His ideas and concepts, well, I guess those were a bit dry, but the guy's hair, come on.
His hair?
I mean, look at him, or what's left of him, or I guess, like, picture of him. His hair is something else. It's like, yeah. It's so messy. He's like, it's like a troll doll or something. He puts Prime Minister Boris Johnson to shame.
Yeah, Boris Johnson and Einstein seem like brothers. Their hair is something else entirely. I wouldn't be surprised if they were related, like, not surprised at all. I believe they are brothers.
Do you have any brothers or sisters, Brendan?
Yeah, several. Most of them are grown up by now. They make like 40K a year doing their thing.
What do your brothers and sisters do for a living?
Not sure what. Whatever it is that brothers and sisters do when they come of age, I suppose.
Based on my experiences, I have a pretty good idea of what my little sister does for a living. Come into my room without knocking, steal my shit, and annoy the hell out of me.
She's horrible, Brendan.
I believe it. She doesn't sound right in the head.
Anyway, sorry if I went on a bit of a rant there.
Matthew, are you forgetting? This is up close and personal we're talking about. We're trying to open up about who it is we actually are and what it is we're all about.
Sisters, brothers, they're part of our lives. They make us who we are. They get us pissed off, and they motivate us to try comedy so that we can satirize them.
True enough.
I'm actually working on a dark parody of Brothers right now. It's an acerbic take on Little Brothers and people like that, which I'm planning on releasing on Vimeo in the near future.
That's awesome. Do you need to get back to work on that now, or?
Yes. But it's been a pleasure hanging out with you guys and shooting the proverbial shit.
Do you think you could, Brendan, do you think you could come back later tonight when you're finished working on your Vimeo? We actually kind of wanted to record a premium episode with you for the Patreon.
Yeah, sure. So is this the free one?
Basically, the other one comes with a cost.
Only $5 though, right?
Yeah, it's not much.
Doesn't sound like much at all. For individuals who like your guys' unique brand of entertainment, $5 is the least they can pitch in to show their support. And it's also just like easy, right? Just sign up on Patreon. Patreon.com/those timeless creatives. Patreon.com/those timeless creatives. Yeah, that sounds like it's really easy.
It is.